Tonight, Sunday Night Live unveils the hidden truths behind today's headlines with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening, and I am pleased to be joined by the great Owen Schroyer for the next 30 minutes or so. Owen, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you. I was so pleased to see that you wanted to come on this evening. What is on your mind?
Well, I mean, it's been one of the craziest 10 days that I can remember in American politics, in my life covering politics. Certainly, it's been one of the craziest 10 days, the ups and downs. And you wonder how it's all connected. You know, you can't help but wonder how it's all connected. But the real reason why I wanted to come on tonight was to remind our audience and all Americans not to lose focus. Obviously, it's a big story that Joe Biden is dropping out. I think we all kind of anticipated that. They might even, there could be two reasons for this timing. One, they had to do it by the end of July for certain legal ramifications to get on the ballot in swing states. But two, they wanted you to stop talking about the assassination attempt and gaining momentum to get answers with the hearing that's coming up tomorrow. So that's the real reason why I wanted to come on tonight, is to remind everybody not to lose focus on this, because they're trying to cover up what really happened last Saturday. And so there are 21 questions that I posted on my X account, and I can share them on the screen here because I think it's really important that we get these questions to the people that are going to be in the hearing, specifically the House Oversight Committee of the GOP. So if the crew wants to reset their cameras, because I know that they got me zoomed in here, if you just go to my X account, you can see the full extent. But I want to read these 21 questions, and I want to encourage everybody to share these specifically with members of the House GOP Oversight Committee, James Comer, Jim Jordan, and others. They need to look at this list. And then there's some other responses I've had to others with questions that they want answered too. But I think this is kind of the master question list, and I want to go down it right now, because these are the imperative questions that we need answers to. How many shots were fired by the shooter or shooters and by Secret Service? What time was each shot taken? What are the lines or trajectories of the bullet of each shot taken? How many bullets were recovered? How many casings were on the roof? What is the exact type of gun that was used, the exact specs, and can we see the gun? What purchases had the shooter made in the last 14 days in regards to explosives or firearms? What was the exact time the suspect was first known to security? Why did it take so long for the shooter to be neutralized despite roof location and gun being known for multiple minutes? Why was Trump still on the stage despite known threat? What is the pattern of communication in regards to the shooter's whereabouts, and can we get access to that audio with timestamps? Who was responsible for security detail that day? Who gave the security assignments and when? Why was no one on the roof, or did nobody have eyes on the roof where the shooter was located? Did any security agents take fire? Is there any security footage from him leading up to the shooting at Home Depot, a gas station, buildings around the rally? Any security footage at all? Can we see it? What vehicles did the shooter have access to or use 14 days prior? Who was the shooter in contact with the last 6 months, with emphasis on the last 14 days and day of? Has anyone been fired? When will Kim Cheadle be fired or resign? Why were unqualified security agents on Trump's detail? Who is in charge of collecting evidence and autopsies, and when will we hear from them? This thing should get a million views, but more importantly, it needs the eyes of the House GOP Oversight Committee before the hearing tomorrow, so that maybe we can get some of this stuff answered. Now, I know there's some other questions that people have, but this was kind of my 21 questions master's list. And so I don't want to get distracted. It's obviously a big news story of Joe Biden dropping out. And a lot of people are obviously grandstanding at how it was predicted. But that's not the story. The story is that they're trying to cover up what happened just a Saturday ago, just over a week ago, where the leading candidate to become the next president and the former president was supposed to be shot and killed. And so they're trying to cover this up. There's a lot of information that we should already have access to. They should have been doing press conferences every single day. They want us to forget about this. They want us to start talking about Kamala Harris and the disaster that the Democrat Party is. And that's fine. But I say right now, let the Democrats figure out their crap. Let the Democrats figure out the disaster that they have on their hand. Let them figure out what they're going to do as far as their nominee. Is it going to be Kamala or somebody else? Whatever. Who knows? Maybe they flip it again. Let them deal with their disaster. Let them figure that out. We need to stay focused on what happened that led to the shot that nicked Donald Trump's ear that was supposed to be meant for his head. We need to figure out why we haven't been getting answers. We had a lot of questions of this, and I don't want to get distracted. I want to remain focused on getting these answers. And, you know, my guess is they try to not just distract us with the Kamala Harris story, but when this hearing happens, they're going to come out and say, oh, ongoing investigation, or they're going to delay and waste a bunch of time so that they don't have to have answers. That's why we really need to push the gas on the House GOP Oversight Committee so that they go in there ready to go, looking for the right answers, demanding the answers that we want so that this thing does not get swept under the rug.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And one of the things that's kind of interesting about working on InfoWars, Owen, is that between you and Alex, there's really no such thing as breaking news because it's always something that was predicted by, you know, months or years ago. And the fact that this assassin the fact that Biden backed out is really not even breaking news because it's something that we've been talking about ever since the disastrous debate in June. And even before that, I mean, Roger Stone's been saying for years that Biden's going to back out. Yes, it is the breaking story for today. But the fact of the matter is the assassination attempt on Trump is a JFK level story. And it is probably the most important story in the context of this entire campaign. I think, you know, 10, 15, 20, 100 years from now, when people look back and they study the history of American politics, there's going to be a handful of things that are remembered about each president, and there's going to be a handful of things that are remembered about each campaign. And this assassination attempt is incredibly important, not just for historical reasons, but because it's very obvious to us that the deep state was behind it in some way, shape, or form, whether they directly hired this person or whether it was an MKUltra situation or whether they just created an environment that was going to allow this to happen. That is the major story. You have one candidate for the president of the United States that the establishment political class, whether the Republicans in Bohemian Grove or Democrats in the CIA, want dead. And you have another candidate that, well, he's not even the candidate anymore, that they were happy to just control, right? Kamala is basically the coherent version of Joe Biden now, right? And so we cannot allow the base or the American people to forget that there was a deep state attempt on President Trump's life. And if they do get distracted with these stories of Joe Biden backing out and who the next candidate's going to be, that's going to be a real tragedy, I think, for the just for the country itself. Is that kind of in line with what you're thinking, Owen?
Yeah, I mean, there was a timeline that they had to remove Joe Biden, and that timeline was set to expire very soon. Yes. Before the end of the month. But I wouldn't be surprised if they decided to go ahead and do it now in hopes that we would be distracted with that instead of focusing on the assassination attempt and the hearing that's going to be happening tomorrow. Now, I will tell you, I'm going to be doing more extensive coverage of this tomorrow on the War Room. I'm going to be monitoring the hearing all day long. I'm going to have a guest coming on who is on the ground there shooting footage, asking questions. I'm in touch with other local journalists as well who are giving me some pretty amazing information. And so there's going to be a lot to talk about in regards to that tomorrow. That's where I'm going to focus my coverage. We can deal with the Democrats when we know who their nominee is going to be. And look, I'm fine with enjoying in the tragedy that is the Democrat Party. I'm enjoying it myself. I just don't want us to lose focus on the important story here, which is the fact that somebody tried to assassinate President Trump. And now the, I guess, intelligence agencies, deep state, however you want to phrase it, now they are trying to cover it up. And look, I'm not saying that we're going to get the answers to these questions tomorrow. I am probably expecting the exact opposite. But that's why we need to stay focused here. That's why we need to keep the citizen journalism going. And that's why we need to apply pressure to the House Oversight Committee. Because if we don't get these answers, we can't just give up. We can't just say, oh, okay, fine, you won't tell us anything, so we're just going to move on. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And after everything that the deep state has done to this man, Donald Trump, would we really put it past them to try to put a bullet in his head? And so I think that that's where everybody's leaning. And we also have to be careful while we're contemplating and speculating what happened that day. A lot of people are going to throw red meat out there to distract us, like this whole Iranian assassination plot. Like that's just a total distraction. Now, I don't know. Maybe Iran does want Trump dead. Maybe they did try to plan something, but that's just a distraction, likely pro-Israel propaganda, pro-war propaganda, or just an outright distraction.
Well, frankly, you think that it would be easier for Iran to assassinate Netanyahu than it would be for them to assassinate a presidential candidate. Like if we're talking about a priority list here, it just doesn't really add up anyway.
Well, there's a lot of things that don't add up, but that's my point right there is let's focus on who was on the ground that day. Secret Service was on the ground that day. Let's find out who else was on the ground that day. We know there was a shooter on the roof. Okay, so let's go with that. We know that, well, we can go with as much of the information and evidence we get from the video arguing was there one shooter, two shooters, whatever. But the point is let's go with what we have and not get distracted by some of this other stuff that's getting thrown out there. I mean, even, and look, I understand why people are concerned, but to an extent, even that whole stock trading thing with Donald J. Trump dumping a bunch of stock but with this company. Mm-hmm. I mean, even that, I'm like, you know what? Maybe there's something there. That's not really my expertise. But even that, I'm thinking it's just getting you to look away. It's getting you to look away from the scene, and it's getting you to look away from what happened at the scene. So I'm not saying there's not a story there. I'm not saying it's not worthy of investigation. My point is that we just need to be careful, not because you know the intelligence agencies will throw out all kinds of red herrings and will throw out all kinds of things to get you off the scent and to get you off the right track. So we just need to be hyper vigilant. It's kind of like these other videos you see where they say, oh, look, there's an FBI agent behind Donald Trump. That was fake from the get-go. It's kind of like these other things people put out there. Oh, it was this trans individual. That was obviously fake from the get-go. So we just need to be hyper vigilant and hyper aware, because it's really going to come down to us. We'll see what happens on Monday, but I think this is going to come down to citizen journalism to try to figure out the closest story to the truth of what happened that day.
Now, I think you're right when you say that this withdrawal from the race is going to serve as a very beneficial distraction for the Democrats, just generally speaking. My question for you is, and I don't want to make this about the withdrawal because I want to continue to unpack some of these questions about this hearing tomorrow and what's going on with this assassination, but do you think that Joe Biden would have withdrawn from the race today if there hadn't been an attempt on Donald Trump's life that failed? Like, if Donald Trump died and actually got shot in the head and died, do you think Joe Biden would withdraw from the race?
You know, that's an interesting question, and we'll never know the answer.
Sure.
I just don't even know how to answer that. That's probably just too much of a hypothetical. Yeah. I know this sounds crazy, but look, I just go where the facts are. And I'm not somebody that's big into astrology. Believe me, I don't sit here and look at astrological charts or whatever.
But Mercury wasn't retrograde.
I'm curious, but no, it's actually true. Some of the biggest astrological, I guess you would call them commentators, years ago predicted to the date Joe Biden would drop out on July 21st, because that's when whatever you're saying, Mercury in retrograde or Jupiter ascending and all that. But hey, they got the receipts. They predicted Joe Biden would drop out July 21st because of certain things. It's a Capricorn full moon. It's the Virgo return, whatever. I'm not into that stuff. I don't really follow that stuff. It's curious to me, but they did it. They predicted to a date years ago that Joe Biden would drop out on July 21st because of this stuff. So I'm not saying to put any faith in that, but you asked the question, would he drop out anyway? Yeah. Maybe he stays around if Trump is eliminated. Maybe, but it feels like it was probably in the cards for him to get out of the way. But you know, here's what I said the other night, and I still believe this. So much of our commentary and analysis is based off the idea, and this is the world we've come to live in, so I'm right there with you, but that never take anything at face value, and every cigar in the box is going to explode in your face when you light it up. But I actually think we're living in the realest times in modern history. I actually think we're living in the realest times in our lives, meaning that a lot of this stuff really is organic. I really believe the Democrat Party is just totally a disaster right now. I believe that's organic. I believe there were some events that were probably organic, even about Trump's assassination. If I had to make a guess right now, or if I was forced to reach a conclusion, what I thought happened, I would say this guy on the roof was MK Ultra and Secret Service stood down. Maybe some other intelligence agency knew he was going to do this and they intentionally stood down. Maybe Secret Service always was trying to weaken security around Trump for something like this to happen. But that's what I would conclude right now. But I still think there's more questions that we need answers. There's more things I would like to review. My point is, I think so much of what we're experiencing now is truly organic. I think we're living in the realest times that we've ever lived in. And so I get why people don't believe anything. Believe me, I get it. I live in the InfoWars world of never take anything at face value. Sure. And we're always trying to pull back the curtain. But I really think we're living in the realest times ever. I think Trump is the realest candidate that we've ever had in our lives. I think he was the realest president. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Doesn't mean he's going to do everything you want, say everything you want, but he's his own man. He's doing what he thinks he needs to do to win. So I really believe we're living in the realest times. I think a lot of the things that we're witnessing are truly organic. And there's some things, despite our training, there's some things where it's just like, you know what? That cigar is just a cigar.
Yes. Well, and the other thing that's crazy about this, too, is there's so many different variables that are bizarre about this assassination attempt that make it so important that we keep looking into. I mean, like you said, Secret Service confirming that there was a total stand down. Go to overhead cam, please. Bombshell, scientific analysis of raw audio suggests at least two shooters firing different weapons in two locations to kill Trump. We see assassin flew a drone over the rally hours before Trump's appearance. Most of Trump's security detail were not even Secret Service, according to Hawley. House panel chairs, of course, are subpoenaing Mayorkas for docs on attempted assassination. And that's just like scratching the surface of the things that were bizarre about this, not even counting the law enforcement officer who climbed the ladder. Why is it that nobody was at their post? Apparently, there were supposed to be people on the roof that were out to lunch while Joe Biden's literally been out to lunch forever. And then that roof was exposed. I mean, we've got Cheadle lying about it for no reason, saying it was because it was a sloped roof, even though there were officers on other sloped roofs the same day and then throughout history at different rallies or at the White House. None of it makes sense. It's I don't claim to know what the answer was, but the answer is definitely something was screwed up. I don't know exactly what the conspiracy was, Owen, but there was almost certainly, if not certainly, some sort of a conspiracy going on here. I don't believe that it was just an unfortunate perfect storm that allowed for a random nut job on SSRIs to commit this act. I think that there were people involved. To say, you know, if this guy was found to be involved in local Antifa groups, like some people have suspected, I believe that the feds have been involved in that group just as they've been involved in the Patriot Front. I think they tap in and infiltrate organizations on the left and on the right. I think he was manipulated, similar to like a Gretchen Whitmer, you know, kidnapping plot. And I think they knew it was going to happen and they allowed it to happen, man. But one way or the other, regardless of what happened, it seems obvious to me that the deep state, and I know it's a broad term, is culpable for this. And that is a wonderful reason to support Donald Trump as president of the United States, because we need somebody who's going to go. I mean, just imagine hypothetically if this had happened to JFK instead of getting shot in the neck and then the head or however it played out, if he had just been nicked in the ear, imagine what he would have done to these people. Imagine how the investigations would have played out differently, how the firings at the top of the CIA or the FBI would have played out differently, how the Secret Service firings back then would have played out differently. I mean, this is basically the JFK story. If JFK had survived, that's why we need this person in office more than whether you agree with or disagree with Project 2025, more than even any of the other policies that Trump has, whatever he believes what he's going to do. We finally have a president with personal motive to really go after the deep state in a systemic way, at a systemic level, that'll prevent this level of corruption from happening from administration to administration for the next 50 years, man. What do you think?
Well, obviously, the more we see the corrupt establishment and deep state go after Donald Trump, the more I'm inclined to believe he's the best option that we've ever had. again, I'm not in agreement with everything Trump does. I doubt I always will be. I don't exist in a cult. And if you agree with something a politician does all the time, then you're likely in a cult. Doesn't mean he's perfect. He's his own man. But, you know, at this point, I believe the man on the roof was the shooter.
Yeah,
I do believe the man on the roof was the shooter. And I'll get into some more details from that day with a couple of things that you just discussed. But, you know, if you look at the difference between the assassination of JFK and what we saw last Saturday, I feel like if it was a professional doing it, then they would have hit Trump again. And it mm-hmm. and obviously the first shot that nicked his ear was, you know, the miracle shot that it's a millisecond and a millimeter, right? So we all know that. But if it was a professional, they would have probably hit him at least twice, maybe three times in that series of events instead of just once. So that's why at this point I believe that the shooter on the roof was the lone shooter that hit Donald Trump. Now, if there was another shooter, then that's a whole nother story. And when we look at the bullet trajectory of all the shots based off the video evidence, the only potential other shooter I could see would be maybe somebody that fired at Secret Service that was on the roof. And I'll get into more of that audience. I'll get into more of that theory with the audience on tomorrow's War Room with the video evidence like I did last Friday. But they've lied about the roof. Here again, I just want to go back to what we know. I want to work on what we know that we know beyond a reasonable doubt. They've lied about the situation on the roof three times. And yes, I'm going to
be specific.
Yes, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
First, they said it was a sloped roof so they couldn't have security on it. That was bullcrap. Then they said it was the local police who were supposed to man that roof. Local police came out and showed the receipts. Nope, we were in charge of traffic. So that was bullcrap. Then they came out and they said, oh, well, we had people on the second story window. Well, if they had people on the second story window, there's a building just adjacent to that and there are windows on it. Well, then if there was somebody in that second story window, they would have seen the shooter with plenty of time to neutralize him. So then they're saying, oh, well, they were out to lunch. So there's the three lies that lead to the, oh, they left to go to lunch or whatever, which that'll probably be a provable lie as well. Now, I will say this. If there is a potential second shooter, it came from inside the building. So let me just get, I would say it had to be inside the building. But the odds of a second shooter getting the exact trajectory of the shots from the location on the roof where the shooter was is too thin of a mm-hmm. potential for me to go with
Well,
that.
It's hard for me to believe that there was somebody in that building that didn't hear someone crawling on the roof.
Yeah, everything that they've told us about that roof is a lie. That's happened three times. My guess is the whole
And Dan Bongino came out and said that Mayorkas told Cheadle not to reveal that there was supposed to be a post there, otherwise she'd get fired. And I trust Dan Bongino. He would have the sources that would know.
Exactly. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a hush-hush on the inside. And I do believe whistleblowers will probably be the big difference in all of this. It's going to be the citizen journalist and the whistleblowers that end up making the big difference here.
That explains why nobody's been fired, too, because once you fire them, you don't have leverage over them to keep their mouth shut. They're trying to prevent whistleblowing by keeping these people in payroll.
And by the way, folks, you got to be very careful with all of this stuff. Like this thing that you're putting on the screen, it's a nice, cool-looking graphic, but it's just inaccurate. It's just 100% inaccurate. It doesn't get the shooter's location right in that first video. Not this one. That's the right location of the shooter. The ABC News one that you put up earlier, complete wrong location of the shooter. So then the rest of the video that goes throughout the shot and everything is just completely inaccurate. So just be very careful when you're watching this stuff to just make sure you're not getting deceived or fooled. Now, when it comes to the audio, and I've looked deeply into this as well, audio proof that there's more than two shooters. Or rather, there are two shooters. Well, I completely agree with that. However, of course, we know that there's two shooters. There's the shooter on the roof, and then there's the Secret Service shooter. So obviously, there's two shooters. So yes. I would be very careful to lean too much into the audio proving anything, because there's multiple reasons why the audio can be deceiving. We know there's two shooters, the shooter on the roof and Secret Service. So you're obviously going to hear two different reports from a gun. That's why it's important for us to know how many shots the shooter on the roof fired and how many shots Secret Service fired. Now, here's what we do know. The official story was that it was 26 seconds between the first shot with a shooter on the roof and the last shot by Secret Service neutralizing him. That is a lie. Anybody can go listen to the audio and hear for themselves that there's 14 seconds between the first shot and the last shot. So we need to get down to the bottom of that. Now, if you just do a raw audio, then what you'll hear is about 8 shots that sound like they're coming from the same weapon. And then you'll hear one shot that sounds like it's coming from a different weapon. The only estimation would be those are 8 shots from the guy on the roof and then one shot from Secret Service neutralizing him. That's about a 10-second time span. Then like 3 seconds after that, 4 seconds after that, there's one more shot that sounds exactly like the first 8 shots. But again, all of this can be deceiving. There's other noises that might sound like a bullet. There's going to be reports. There could be echoes. And there could also be a factor of when the first couple shots went right by Trump's head, maybe even the microphone picks that up since it's breaking the sound barrier. And maybe that adds some weird anomaly to the audio. That's why I don't like leaning into all that audio analysis too much further than what we hear with our own ears is X amount of shots. Sounds like 2 shooters, but the timing disparity between what you hear in the videos and what we hear from the Secret Service report is the real issue. Here's a question I have. Why don't we have the rest of that video from TMZ? Why is it that that video that was sent to TMZ only has like 10 seconds or whatever of the shooter? I'm sorry, but something seems off about that. I'd like to know who recorded that. And how are you recording a guy on the roof, a potential assassin at a Trump rally, and you stop filming? Am I missing something here? I'd like to know more about that footage. I'd like to know a lot more about that footage, and I'd like to know why we don't have more videos of him on the roof, and I'd like to know who sent TMZ this video and why it gets cut off. It just makes no sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense to me that that video doesn't go on for longer if you're filming a shooter on the roof. So I feel like there's something missing there. I'm also going to go ahead, and I said this on Friday, and it's already happened, and I'm going to say, I bet we still see more footage. I bet there's more videos that we haven't seen yet. So many people were filming that day, and a lot of people just don't know how to put videos on the internet. They don't know how to share them. It's hard to find these things. So I'm guessing there's still going to be more videos to come. Now, I'll say this in closing. As far as I can tell right now, I have no reason to believe there was anybody on the water tower. It just makes no sense to me.
It comes off like a UFO video. Like, why is it always so low res, you know?
Okay, maybe you think the video shows something and it probably is it's too low resolution to know anything. But here's the problem with the water tower theory. It makes no sense for someone on the water tower to be firing towards Donald Trump. There is no line of fire. There is no bullet trajectory that shows anybody on the water tower, period. So it just doesn't exist. So if there was somebody on the water tower, then the only potential I could see is that they are the ones that shot the guy on the roof. That's the only potential. If you're going to talk about somebody on a water tower, then the only potential is they shot the guy on the roof, which would say, okay, it was a patsy, dead men tell no tales. But I'm going to get more into this tomorrow on the InfoWars War Room. I'm going to have a guest on who's on the ground getting a lot of interesting information there from local businesses, locals, and on the scene, drone footage and everything else. It's going to be a huge war room tomorrow, but let's stay focused on this, folks. Let's stay focused on this. Don't get distracted by cackling Kamala. We'll deal with the Democrats later. Let's stay focused on this, and please push these 21 questions to the House GOP Oversight Committee, James Comer, Jim Jordan. We need them to get these questions asked and answered, or at least attempt to.
Absolutely. Thank you, Owen Schroyer, for joining us. Your calls on the other side.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down. We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
In a world filled with uncertainty, you can prepare with InfoWars Life Select. Our storable food is not only delicious, but it's your first line of defense against food shortages and unpredictable times. Our high-quality meals are packed with the nutrition your body needs and packed for long-term secure storage. Whether it's a natural disaster or societal disruptions, ensure your family's future with InfoWars Life Select. Don't wait for the unexpected. Visit preparewithalex.com and stock up on storable food today.
Our political elite want nothing more than for you to be ignorant, deceived, censored, silenced, and rendered useless. But BrainForce Ultra is a great way to fight back, because staying sharp is part of winning the InfoWar. Not only will this product keep you sharp, but it will also keep InfoWars broadcasting the truth worldwide. We all know that InfoWars has been under relentless attack for years. That's why it's more important now than ever, in this most pivotal time in our nation's history, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get BrainForce Ultra.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this evening. For the next 26 minutes or so, we are going to be taking your calls. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. The crew is screening some of those calls, so I will be getting to them very shortly. But in the meantime, I want to throw us to a couple of videos here. And I think the first thing I want to do is run this clip, the 24 of Cernovich, talking about his concerns over Trump's abandonment for Project 2025. Let's go to 24 and unpack it on the other side.
And even now with Trump world, Trump is going against a Project 2025 people. And those were his most loyal staffers. These are the adults in the room that he's going to need if he wins. And a bunch of Never Trumpers are at his ear again and tell him to issue statements going against all of these people. And you realize, man, we're going to relive 2017.
You know, David Axelrod the other day made a post about Project 2025 being a radical thing and how all the people that wrote it are so close to Trump. And people are posting pictures of bags on airports, under chairs, of Project 2025 using the terms presidential transition team. First of all, I have not read the entirety of Project 2025. I probably agree with most of it, especially if it's as described a radical right-wing policy book. But I can tell you one thing for sure about Project 2025. People in America are much more concerned about spending $900 at the grocery store than a 900-page policy think piece. I mean, nobody on the left has even really read it. They just talk about summaries or highlights of it. I guarantee you that Democratic voters and Republican voters, average American working-class voters, do not care about a 900-page think piece whatsoever. And I don't know why it is that the Democrats think this is such a big deal. Because no one cares. Everybody already knows what it was like when Donald Trump was president. The first 3 years of his term were absolutely outstanding. They know that he doesn't want to be a dictator. In their souls, they understand this. If he wanted to be a dictator, then he wouldn't have left the White House in the first place. He doesn't really have the power to be a dictator like the left says with their interpretations of these recent Supreme Court rulings. It's all just a bunch of BS, distraction, no dice stuff. The fact of the matter is, if people actually read long-winded documents and cared what they said, then the Affordable Care Act never would have passed. I mean, even the legislators, when the ACA came out, when Obamacare came out, said, we will know what's in it after we pass it. We will read it after we pass it. That was a famous thing. It was like, what, 3,000 pages? Nobody gives a damn about what a think piece or a think tank does in terms of a policy book. Everybody already knows what Trump wants to do. Everybody already knows what the Republican National Convention's official policies are on these major issues. I don't understand why it is that the left is so concerned about this. And I think Cernovich is right that this backpedaling away from Project 2025 is a little bit alarming, because maybe it's going to mean that Trump makes some of the same mistakes that he made in the first term again by surrounding himself with people and compromising on issues. But you have to keep in mind, folks, that during Trump's first term, he hadn't been shot in the face. I think this time we are going to see a sentiment of revenge from Trump that we haven't seen before. And I think clip 30 here is a perfect example of this. I want to run clip 30 and then go to your calls.
You guys know what this represents?
What? Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm. We have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Give us a hint.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, you'll find out, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go straight to calls. I want to go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you are on the air.
Chase, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
As you and Owen are talking about, all this Kamala stuff is just BS. It's the next thing to spin the news cycle to take our eyes off the prize.
Yep.
My point has been for the last 2 years, 4 years, especially the last 6 months, is resident Biden puppet is a threat to us U.S. citizens, all 330 million of us. Let's say the number is 30 million of the illegal alien invaders in our country that now all have cell phones, so Obama's army can be activated with the push of a button. When are those people going to get small arms and attack us and do Operation Chaos like 2020 was with Somaliopolis and all those other big cities, but now across the country? Because what the establishment class wants to do, the psychopathic overlords in our federal government, is pushed down on we the people. They want to institute martial law. I think that's the next step. They don't care about elections. They can rig as many selections as they want. I think we've only had two of them in the last 40 years, Reagan and then President Trump. We somehow tricked the system. But that's what I see coming. They're yes. going to foster unrest in all of the major cities with all of the Obama's shadow army. And this is just the next diversion to take our eyes off of that. Thank you, sir.
I'm so glad you called and you made those remarks, because I want, Dave, I want you to stay on the line while I tell the story, because I want to hear what you think on the other end. I have not thought of this story in years. So my grandmother, Eileen Geiser, was an incredible woman. She married my grandfather, Donald Geiser, shortly after World War II. She went to college to study to be a professional pianist. She taught me how to play piano for 7 years as I was growing up. Remarkably talented woman, could play all the classics. She played piano beautifully in department stores for years and years, and died a number of years ago. And I remember distinctly when I was a little kid, I don't know how old I was, but it must have been somewhere between like the age of 8 and 12. But I remember she took me to Miller Park Zoo in Bloomington, Illinois, where I grew up. And we were walking in, and she walked kind of slow because she had bad hips. And there was this man sitting out of the zoo with bandages on his hand. And he was sitting, and in retrospect, I realized that he was drunk. He was kind of disheveled, and he had this blood on his hand and these bandages. And there was employees kind of around him attending to him. And he was wearing jeans and maybe some boots, and just... He just looked kind of, you know, rough around the edges, bearded, disheveled, almost like homeless, but I wouldn't say homeless. He just looked like a drunk kind of hobo type. And I asked my grandmother, what happened? What happened? And she had understood what the people were saying and talking about in the context as we walked past to go into the zoo. He had reached into the cage where the lion was to pet the lion, and his hand almost got bitten off. I mean, he pulled it back, obviously, fast enough that he still had it, but it was all wounded and bleeding, right? And that story came to mind, Dave, as you were speaking, because the government is like a lion in a cage. It wants to subjugate you. It wants to bite you. It wants to dominate you, to be the king of the jungle, to eat you. And if you don't have the cage set up properly, if you're not careful around the cage with how you deal with the lion, it is going to get you the first chance it gets. And I think you're absolutely right that governments are inherently, all over the world throughout all of history, not just our government, are inherently incentivized in wanting to break out of the cage, wanting to subjugate humanity, wanting to declare themselves king of the Sahara. Does that resonate with you, Dave? Is that kind of what you're trying to say?
100%. That's a great analogy, sir. So I've said this. We live in Arizona, so we've seen the invasion. And we knew President Biden puppet. He actually told people to surge to the border before the election happened. We knew what was going to happen. So we go to Yuma. We did a rally there a few months ago. And I said, this is great, a bunch of patriotic people. We're 5 miles away from where we should be. And people said, what do you mean? And I said, the federal government is a backstop. State 48, Arizona's sovereign. When those two entities fail, we, the people, are duty-bound to stand in the gap for those that won't or can't. We should be at the border, physically throwing illegal alien invaders back across the invisible line. I get about 5 people out of 2,000 that want to go with me. We are just so stuck on apathy. I don't know how much more people can lose before they wake up, but I need about 3 million people at my 6, and I'm ready to go. We need to tell the federal government and the state governments we no longer consent, and we are duty-bound to throw off this tyranny. Thank you.
Dave, thank you for your call. I appreciate you sharing that and your opinions. Obviously, I have to be very careful what I say on air. I don't want to condone or encourage violence or anything like that. I understand how you're feeling. It's easy to feel that way. This election is obviously very important, and there's no denying the fact that more people have invaded the United States under the Biden regime than have invaded Ukraine under the Biden regime. I mean, we are absolutely being invaded, but I still think there is some recourse. If we win this election in the fall, I think Trump can win. I think he will win. And I think we're going to see a much different border. But I appreciate your call, Dave. You're a patriot, and I love you. Sean in New York. Sean, what is on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Chase? What I'm feeling is I think pretty soon they're going to make it illegal to talk about the Trump assassination and about the Biden transfer of power. I mean, it seems that everything you guys say, they just clamp down and say, oh, that's illegal, that's a lie. But the best part was how we're supposed to be these conspiracy theorists, but the second that the Trump assassination happened, oh, that's a conspiracy from the other side.
Yep.
You know, and that was the lunacy of finding out, oh, wow, we're just like each other. We see things differently. I mean, I think that's the joining point with both sides. Like, You know, I ride around with my clown car to get people to talk to me. Once they start talking to me, I try to explain to them, look, we're doomed. It's not right or left or red and blue. We're under attack from the air, from the water, from the food.
100%, man. Sean, thank you for your call. Joe in Arkansas. Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, Chase. So I used to live in Arizona. Matter of fact, I grew up in Arizona, and I left Arizona because I seen what was coming. And I moved to Arkansas because I thought it was going to be better. But in all honesty, people are asleep in Arkansas just like they are asleep in Arizona, just like your caller.
Just like Joe Biden's asleep at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And yeah. People here, for the mass majority still don't know what is really happening. So the reason I called in is because I want to tell people now, if you're not squared away, you better get squared away now. I mean, food, batteries, if you don't have a backup, like generator, I would recommend propane or solar.
Well, and absolutely the storable foods and the water filters too that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We sell the Life Select storable foods. It's got 25-year shelf life, and if you get the Alexa Pure water filter with that, you can prepare that storable food with filtered water even if everything shuts down. Have you looked into any of those products, Joe?
Oh, yes, sir. Yep, I bought from you guys before.
Awesome.
Vitamins and all that stuff. Yeah, so that's why I called in, because we're in very dangerous times. Very serious time. So that's why I called in, because that's what's coming. So
thank you for your call, Joe. I appreciate that. Beautifully said. Thank you for supporting InfoWars too by going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying our products. It always means a lot when we hear from callers that they've used our products. Obviously, Dr. Jones Naturals is incredibly important as well. That's drjonesnaturals.com. The next 2 to 3 months are really pivotal for our nation and also for this network. So please support us if you can. Listeners out there, and Joe, thank you so much. Steven in Florida. Steven, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, good evening, Chase.
Good evening.
Okay, so I told you a screener. I saw an article today and Alex Jones had posted where he was commenting about Biden now being out. And I remembered almost a year ago, I was telling friends of mine, and this is not special insight, this is just looking at the way things were, and to me it just made a lot of sense. Biden's going to be out. It's not going to be Kamala replacing him in the presidential campaign. And waiting in the wings is going to be Hillary Clinton. And that's exactly what Alex posted. People can go look at that article, and he talks, he recorded a video about that. But here's what I think. The Democrats know they can't win against Trump no matter who they run. So I'm thinking with the situation, they're going to let Trump get in. But what we need to be concerned about, and Hillary, I mean, yeah, you got to remember this poem that Trump has read hundreds of times.
If I read your Kipling.
Right, yeah. And so, you know, that's obviously alluding to Hillary. About the snake. Well, here's the thing, though. I think what my concern is with the wide open borders, we've had all these illegals come in and all the crime and everything. But my biggest concern is the hundreds of thousands of military age men from the CCP, from Russia, and from Iran that are here. And they are being placed as sleeper cells. And I believe they're going to awaken them to bring about a total revolution in this country, because this is the last stand for the globalists. They have nothing left. So I want to say that, you know, if you look in biblical history, the two most evil people, husband and wife, were Ahab and Jezebel in the Old Testament. Bill and Hillary Clinton are the modern day equivalent of that. And if you remember years ago, they were talking about Hillary becoming the president and Bill Clinton becoming the head of the
U.S. Oh, yeah. Milo Yiannopoulos, even days ago, was posting pictures of Hillary's silhouette with, you know, a deep red background. I even posted a while ago it was going to be Hillary. I've said it on air a bunch of times. I don't know if she's going to be the candidate that actually gets the nomination, but I'm almost positive that she's going to at least run for the nomination. But, Stephen, thank you so much for your call. I want to go next to Eric in Southern California. Eric, I hear that you're a psychic astrologer. even Owen Schroyer, who's the least superstitious person that I know, is saying how crazy it is that astrologers have been right about some of these predictions about Biden stepping down. What are your thoughts, man? Where's this coming from?
Well, I was actually on Boston Radio. I predicted the Boston Marathon attacks in January of 2013 that took place in April. So that's kind of what put me on the map with all
How'd
this
you
stuff.
Know?
And that was kind of channeling. That wasn't astrology as much as it was. If you remember that big December 21st, 2012 day, that big alignment, that Mayan calendar thing.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was the day I actually sat down and went into the station and said, hey, let me do prophecies for the year. If none of them come true, you can make fun of me next year. But if they come true, have me back on. And my accuracy rating is 74.4% to 96.6% accuracy. So,
wow.
As documented. But anyway, this with recently is coming up. I've been calling for some time, and I'm going to actually go further and tell you that Kamala Harris is going to be president by Election Day.
Okay.
It's not just that she's going to be the nominee. Biden will actually, in some way, shape, or form, resign and step down because of omens that I've seen in this world, I guess you could say, and because of a dream I had where Kamala Harris was the president of the United States. And when I saw the cover of Time magazine today, she was actually wearing a suit similar to that. It was like a dark navy blue, and she was in the White House, like a press conference room. She had that suit on. She had a white pearl necklace on, and she was addressing the nation, and she was very angry. It was a very frightening speech. Like, she was angry at the people during the speech. And I would bring people's attention to nothing is coincidental, incidental, or accidental. And if you look at Kamala, the Ugandan giant, the wrestler, who was James Harris, he died on August 9th, 2020. And on August 11th, 2020, 2 days later. So Kamala, the Ugandan giant, his name in real life was James Harris. He died on August 9th, 2020. On August 11th, 9/11, on August 11th, 2020, Kamala Harris was revealed as Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. And this is all part of what's coming during the eclipse. This whole 9 months, since the April 8th eclipse, has been a period of great upheaval, change, and transformation for the United States of America that you're going to see culminate in January 9th and in January of next year. And there are a lot of specific dates, a lot of specific dates after the eclipse that reduced to 16, which Trump was the incident was July 13th. That was 90-something, I forget what, I think it was 97 days after the eclipse reduces to 16. Trump announced on June 16th from Trump Tower 2015 that he was running for the 2016 presidential election. The Tower card is the 16th card of the Tarot. That's upheaval. That's the Tower of Babel. It's against globalism. It's God's judgment against globalism. So everything Trump has done has fallen into place, really. The repetition of the number sevens that people see around him and everything, and just some math that I did this morning about his, the upcoming inauguration. He's going to win. That's the good news. No matter what happens, Trump is going to win because God has ordained it. And if God is for us,
how long have you believed that Trump was going to win?
I knew early in 2016 that he was going to win. And in full transparency, because I don't want to come on and seem like, oh, he's the all-knowing, I make mistakes too. And I was shocked when he did not, quote-unquote, win in 2020, which lends more credence to the fact that, look, something is definitely askew here with that 2020 election. But he's absolutely coming back this time. And I knew at 8:30 on election night in 2016 that Trump was going to win, even when they had, Hillary at 98% and Wolf Blitzer was shaking his martinis, thinking he was going to have a celebration. I knew back then that he was going to win. And sure enough, as the night went on, 2 hours later, he had won. He had broken the blue wall.
Okay, so what I've gotten from you so far on this call is that Kamala Harris is going to be president before Election Day, but Donald Trump is going to win the election, and January 9th is a very important date for us to look at. So we will check all of this back, and if we want to have you back on if this comes true. Is there anything else that you
Absolutely.
That you'd like to share for us to, cross-reference as things unfold?
Yeah, just Kamala, the actual name Kamala means lotus in Hindi. And if you look at lotus, what does it remind you of? POTUS. It's all a play on words. Even Cagliostro knew the power of words and their hidden meanings. Lady of the United States. So you notice it's not president of the United States. It's Lady of the United States. She'll probably go down in history as the first and only woman president of the United States. I mean, I could go deep into the future. I could tell you what's even going to happen after Trump takes office.
Tell me.
Well, I mean, this. Okay, so for entertainment purposes only, I just want to throw that out there.
Should I buy or sell Bitcoin?
Well, I tell you why. There's obviously going to be a lot of, let's just say, civil upheaval, I guess you could say, followed by global upheaval. And you can put digits behind that. You can say civil upheaval 2 and global upheaval 3. Let's put it that way, without saying the words or whatnot. But and the United States as we know it won't continue to exist as we know it today. And that's not a popular message to say because, I mean, I love America. I love Trump.
It's heartbreaking to even hear that.
I'll be voting for him my third time in 2024, but he's the leader that we need. And I would modify to save America, but he's the leader we need to save a remnant of America.
Yes.
I gave very specific breakdowns of all the states and how everything was going to go down and the importance of Texas. Texas is going to be the foundation for the new republic. Whatever the new United States is going to be or become, Texas is crucial to holding that ground. I spoke about Florida being cut off, from the country. I go into detail in just about every state. And what's going to happen. And a lot after I started talking about Texas, a lot of that stuff happened with the National Guard, the border, Governor Abbott, et cetera. It's just been frightening, fascinating, and simultaneously frightening to watch this stuff unfold.
Well, absolutely, Eric. Make sure you give your contact information to the crew after I move on here, because I've only got about a minute and a half left of the show. But I'd love to stay in touch with you, and I won't forget this. So when some of these things unfold, expect to hear back from us, please. In the meantime, folks, we've only got about a minute left. Obviously, a groundbreaking historic day where a president himself has withdrawn from the race, even though he's already won the nomination, technically, just hasn't been nominated yet. Never happened before. Extreme upheaval, basically terror, for lack of a better term, going on right now. The attempted assassination of President Trump. All of this just culminates in an incredible time to be alive. And that's why it's so important to keep InfoWars on the air. That's why it's so important to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food, 25-year shelf life. Get the Alexa Pure water filter, best water filter you can get for the best price, so you can prepare that storable food safely if things really do go down. And make sure you check out the InfoWars MD line as well. We've got to prove ourselves in the next 2 to 3 months. Otherwise, we're going to be shut down forever. This is not a false alarm. This is very real. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get something, anything. They're all great products. They're not an expense. They are an investment. And be the reason we are still on the air. Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes 3 different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included 3 different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November in on. So by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.